All right. Happy Sabbath.
Happy
Sabbath. It's good to be in the house of the Lord on the Sabbath day, is it not?
Amen.
Is there anywhere else that you'd rather be?
No,
there's no reason to be anywhere else. The only place we'd rather be is in heaven, in the heavenly sanctuary, right?
Amen.
And that's coming soon enough for those that love the Lord. We have been promised. Before we get started, I want to welcome many of you have seen some new, younger faces in the congregation today. I want to welcome our Southwestern Adventist University colporters. They are here with us for the next 3 weeks. I'd like you guys to stand. Please stand so they can see who you are. And I don't know if this is all of them. We have 14 here with us today. They are staying here at the church. And for the next 3 weeks, they are going out every day from, I understand, 11 in the morning till 9 at night, reaching our neighbors. So guess what? You can sit down. I'm sorry. I won't make you stand the whole time. We will have a wonderful follow-up work to do. When they reach out to our neighbors and gather some interest, we will have a wonderful follow-up to do so we can bring more people into the truth, into this Hearst Seventh-day Adventist Church. I praise the Lord for this opportunity. I assure you, this church and each individual in this church will be blessed from this ministry. So please keep the colporters in prayer. And also, they don't really need them, but they, if you guys have extra food, anything you want to bring, whatever, they're here every day, bring them something just to help them out as they're serving the Lord and doing a mission for the Lord here in the Hearst community. Amen? Now, last Sabbath I was here, I had some young people that I asked them to write down every time I said the word Sabbath. Well, we had 11 young people do that. So after church, I ask you to come see my wife, Angela, and she'll have something for you. Now, today you can do it as well. The word today is righteousness. Young people, the word today is righteousness. But what we're going to do today is when you come see my wife after the service and turn in your paper how many times I said righteousness, we're going to put a sticker next to your name. And after 7 stickers, we are going to have a special gift for you. Not just a token little gift, we're going to have a special gift for each of you. So that's going to be 7 times you'll do this. So make sure, if you write it down, come see Angela right after. Wave your hand, Angela, so the kids don't know who you are yet. Come see her, turn in your paperwork, and get a sticker by your name. Okay? Well, before we get started, you know what I have to do because I can't do it on my own. Let us come to the Lord before the Lord in prayer and ask Him to take over and lead me through this message He has for us. Father in heaven, again, I come before Your throne and thank You for the opportunity to serve this congregation that You have given me. Lord, I ask that Your Spirit indwell in me, guide me, direct me, give me the words to say, hold back the words I shouldn't say. Let the message be solely from You and what You want for Your people to hear from You today in preparation for Your eternal kingdom. Thank You so much for each one of us here today. Thank You for giving us the opportunity to serve You, love You, and learn from You. We now thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The message today is the first threads. We didn't do a scripture reading, but turn with me to the book of Psalm, chapter 98, verse 1. What we're going to do, this is a short chapter. We're going to go through it line by line. It's only 9 verses. And we'll go through some of the verses rather quickly, but then we're going to focus on 2 of them. So can I get an amen when you get to Psalm 98? And we are going to start in verse 1. It says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have gained Him the victory." Sing to the Lord a new song. What is this new song that we are to sing? This new song, each and every one of us are to sing, is our testimony. what God has done for each one of us. The love, the mercy of God, what He has done for you is your new song to sing. Amen? Everyone in this room that has accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior should have a new song to sing. I tell you, I have a new song to sing. For many years, I ran from the Lord. In a very I don't like to dwell on it. In a way that I'm ashamed of the way I lived. But God, in His mercy, gave me a new song. I have a testimony how He lifted me up from the muck and the mire of sin in this life. And now I have a new song. I have been redeemed. This is my new song. I know each and every person here that has accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior has a new song. And we are to sing this new song of the marvelous things that He has done. The things that He has done to redeem you. Amen? It says, with His right hand and His holy arm hath gained Him the victory. The victory is salvation for each one of us. And this right hand and holy arm, that we could go very much in depth about this and go multiple different ways in explanation of this, but I'm going to give you a short explanation. What I see with His right hand and His holy arm is the unity of the Godhead working together. We've seen multiple times in the Bible where God's right hand, and I believe Nicholas has had a sermon on it, that the Holy Spirit has represented God's right hand. And the holy arm, in that ancient Hebrew, what it meant, you see through the Old Testament, you see they talk about His holy arm. He bared His arm, right? This is warrior spirit. This is going to battle with the holy arm. And Jesus Christ went to battle with this holy arm against the forces of darkness for you and I and gained the victory at Calvary. Amen? This is His holy arm. It says His right hand and His holy arm has gained Him the victory. The power of the cross has gained the victory for you and I. Moses and Israel sang a new song in Exodus 15, 2 through 12. You see the song of Moses and the Israelites. God had given them victory over Egypt and the Pharaoh. Amen? And they had a new song to sing. In Revelation 14, 3, we see that the 144,000 of God's remnant people will sing a new song. We each have a new song, and we are to sing this new song. We will come back again to Psalm 98:1, but let's move on. Verse 2, the Lord has made known His salvation, His righteousness He has revealed in the sight of nations. God has made known His salvation. Is the message that Jesus died on the cross for all sinners, is this a hidden message? Does the world not largely at least know the name Jesus and understand that He died? It's not a hidden message. He has made known His salvation and has openly showed His righteousness in the sight of the heathen. This message, the world largely knows to a certain degree, but we have a part to play. Can we not make it better known? Can we not open the Word of God and show greater truths to the people to really understand a little bit more of the depths of God's love? This is God's remnant people to do. Is to openly show God's righteousness in the sight of the heathen, to make the truths known of His love for each and every person. Verse 3, it says, He has remembered His mercy and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. Amen. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. He has remembered the mercy and truth toward Israel. Brothers and sisters, you as spiritual Israel should know this. each one of you individually in your hearts. God has been very patient and long-suffering with His erring people. I assure you, I know this firsthand. For the 18 years I ran from God, God was very patient with me. Very patient. His mercy, His long-suffering were there. God has remembered His mercy and truth toward Israel. And He continues to send agents of the gospel to each and every one of us. We are to be those agents to shin His mercy to the world around us. Amen? I praise God for His patience. I praise God for His mercy. It says, all the ends of the earth have seen His salvation. I see a similar text in Psalms 22:27. It says, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. All kindreds and nations worship before Thee. Where have we heard this language before? All kindreds and nations shall turn unto the Lord to remember. I believe in Revelation 14:6-7, we see that. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to every nation, kindred, tribe, tongue, and people. Sing with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come. This is God's remnant's people, special message for the world. The three angels' messages. I just quoted the first one. To remember God, to remember the Sabbath, which will be the last great test in this world. Verse 4. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. As I was contemplating asking the Lord to give me a message for this special music Sabbath, He drew me to Psalm 98. Psalm 98, because it is my... In verse 4, we see is make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Rejoice, sing praise. Have you seen the truth of His word? Do you remember what He's called you to remember? Yes, you are in His house on the Sabbath day. He has called each and every one of us, those that have sung a new song, to worship, rejoice, and sing praise. And we're going to put verses 5 through 8 all together. It says, sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. All creation are to rejoice before the Lord, are to sing His praises in unity with one another. All things that appreciate and accept the love and mercy of our Creator are to sing, shout joyfully. This you will do if you have or are being fitted with a new song. And part of this new song is praise in joy in all that is done for you. We should have no, when we open the hymn books, it should not be a funeral dirge. Every person in this room, when you open that hymn, you should sing with joy unto the Lord because this is part of your new song. Amen? Amen. Remember this every time you lift up your voice in the Lord's sanctuary to sing unto Him. And now we come to Psalm 98:9, where we'll spend a few moments. It says, for He is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness He shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. The Lord cometh to judge the earth with what? His righteousness. What is this righteousness? What is Christ's righteousness? It is His unblemished character, which we have learned just a few weeks past is a perfect balance of truth and love. Or in other words, of His law and His mercy. A perfect balance is Christ's righteousness. This is His character. And I tell you that Christ's righteousness is a most important present truth for today. Let me read from The Testimonies, Volume 6, page 19. It says, the message of Christ's righteousness is to sound from one end of the earth to the other, to prepare the way of the Lord. This is the glory of God which closes the work of the third angel. Is Christ's righteousness present truth today? Is it important for us to understand? Brothers and sisters, we need to have a full understanding of the Word of God. We tend to get pigeonholed sometimes and out of balance. We focus on a few things and not others. We need to have a full understanding of the Word of God. For example, it is good to know the prophecies. Amen? It's good to understand what's coming so that we can warn others what's coming. Amen? But some people get stuck right there. We believe the Word of God is comprehensive. We need to be balanced in everything. We fully, don't get me wrong, I fully support sharing and preaching the prophecies. Amen? Because that is present truth for the day. We need to warn the people. But we need to be balanced as well. We believe so much that we have a prophecy spotlight that we want to make sure the people see every Sabbath that we see that the Lord gives us something to share. Prophecy is absolutely important, but I want to show you that it's dangerous to get out of balance and stay just there. We don't want to just show people what's coming and not give them an opportunity to know what to do then. That's not right. That's not fair, is it? There's a story in the great controversy in the very first chapter, the destruction of Jerusalem. It says, for 7 years a man continued to go up and down the streets of Jerusalem, declaring the woes that were to come upon the city. By day and by night he chanted the wild dirge, a voice from the east, a voice from the west, a voice from the four winds, a voice against Jerusalem and against the temple, a voice against the bridegrooms and brides, a voice against the whole people. This strange being was imprisoned and scourged, but no complaint came from his lips. To insult and abuse, he answered only, woe, woe to Jerusalem. Woe, woe to the inhabitants thereof. His warning cry ceased not until he was slain in the siege he had foretold. He understood the prophecies of Jesus that Jerusalem was to be destroyed. Amen? And he went up and down the streets for 7 years proclaiming this destruction was coming. Now listen to this next sentence very carefully. I'm going to go back just a minute. It says, his warning cry ceased not until he was slain in the siege he had foretold. And the next sentence, not one Christian perished in the destruction of Jerusalem. This man sounding the warning, what did it say? It said he was slain in the destruction of Jerusalem. But then it goes on to say, not one Christian was slain. What does it say about this man? He was out of balance. He was preaching the prophecies of the destruction of Jerusalem, but he stopped there. He did not continue on and share the great message of love. The three angels' message is a message of love, of God's love, to save this world. Let us be balanced in our approach. Yes, let us share the prophecies, and let's share them far and wide and with loud voice. But let us give the people something more, another special truth that is so important for this day, and that special truth is the message of Christ's righteousness and how to obtain it. Why is Christ's righteousness present truth for today? His righteousness This robe of righteousness is what we will all need to wear to enter into the kingdom of heaven. There's a parable in the Bible of the wedding garment. Read in Christ's Object Lessons the parable of the wedding feast, chapter 24, I believe. I'm actually going to read from it just a little bit to give you a deeper understanding of Christ's righteousness. It says, "Only the covering which Christ himself has provided can make us meet to appear in God's presence. This covering, the robe of his own righteousness, Christ will put upon every repenting, believing soul. This robe, woven in the loom of heaven, has in it not one thread of human devising. Christ in his humility wrought out a perfect character, and this character he offers to impart to us. All of our righteousness is filthy rags." And it doesn't say all of our life is filthy rags. We know that. But all of our righteousness is filthy rags. Means everything we try to do to be good, the Bible tells us, on our own, is filthy rags. We cannot enter the kingdom of our own accord, of our own trying to be good. We need Christ's robe of righteousness. Everything that we of ourselves can do is defiled by sin. But the Son of God was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Sin is defined to be the transgression of the law. When we submit ourselves to Christ, the heart is united with his heart, the will is merged in his will, the mind becomes one with his mind, the thoughts are brought into captivity to him. We live his life. This is what it means to be clothed with the garment of his righteousness. Christ's righteousness is the standard by which all will be judged. It says, "For he is coming to judge the earth with righteousness." Christ's righteousness is a standard by which all will be judged. And those that have allowed him to put his robe on them, his character, will easily pass the judgment and be granted access forever to the eternal kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Who wants to be there today? I want to be there. I want to be there sooner than later. A place where we're promised there's no more death, no more crying, no more suffering. All these things will have passed away. God has promised, "I have not seen nor ear heard what I have prepared for those that love me." I want to be there. I want to be there. And here it is, present truth. In order to be there, in order to enter that kingdom, we need to allow Jesus to fit us with his robe of righteousness. This is why the first message the Lord gave me here was the message of the Holy Spirit indwelling. Because remember, all our righteousness is filthy rags. We need something else. We need something more to be fitted for this robe. And that's why when you ask every day for the Holy Spirit to indwell in you, Christ, through the Holy Spirit, will be fitting you for this robe of righteousness. Your garment that will allow you to enter through those pearly gates and live forever with our loving God. This robe, brothers and sisters, is free for the taking. In faith, all you have to do in faith, accept Jesus' death for your sins. Humble yourself before him and allow Jesus, through the indwelling of his Holy Spirit, to daily transform you, transform your character into his, to put on his robe of righteousness. As you do this, daily new threads will be woven until one day your robe of his righteousness will be complete, and his character will be fully seen in you. Every day, we should be gaining more of Christ's character to be seen in us in our interactions with one another. We should be more loving, more patient, less quick to judge others, knowing that God has a work in us. First, let him work on us before we look at our brothers and sisters and say, hey, there's something wrong with you. As we allow the Spirit to guide us, to lead us, as Christ is waving this robe of righteousness for us, his character day by day will grow in our hearts. We'll grow more like him. And prepared to live with him. We're all citizens of the kingdom will have Christ's character. See, God has promised again in Revelation 21:4, that he said there's no going to be no more suffering, no more death, no more tears, right? Well, if he's made that promise, he's got to make sure there will never be another Satan again. But here's the deal. God gives us free will. Satan had free will. So he's going to let us enter into the kingdom with our free will intact. Amen? He's not calling us to be robots where we just are forced to follow his law. No, no, no. So he's made this promise that there'll be no more suffering. But to keep this promise, he has, the way he does this, he will allow in those that take on Christ's character here in this world, allow Christ to transform their life. So when they get up there, there's no worry. Once you have Christ's character, you don't have to worry. God doesn't have to worry about another Satan rising up in the kingdom again. Amen? This robe is free for the taking. Every robe has to start from somewhere, right? My understanding how it works, okay. It starts with this. You know what this is? Thread. This jacket, start with a bunch of this, right? It's got to start with this. The first thread. You know, I asked my wife for thread this morning, and she just so happened to give me red thread. You're going to find out red thread, the first threads of this robe of righteousness, I believe, are red in color. Now, as you accept that red thread and start there, you start weaving the threads together, and threads become a swatch of cloth. Now, again, it's interesting that I happen to pull out a green thread. Now, we remember the throne around God's green, the rainbow around God's throne is green. Christ's character, truth and love, green. You need that to enter the kingdom. So we start with the red thread. As we move, we gain Christ's character, green. And then one day, that thread, those threads become swatch. And from that swatch, it comes a pure white robe of righteousness that you will wear in the kingdom. Let's go back now to Psalm 98:1. I propose to you that the first threads of this robe is your new song. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is your testimony of God's love. When you accept his salvation, his death on the cross for you, the red thread, you've accepted his blood for you, is the first threads of that robe of righteousness. You cannot skip this part. You can't put together a robe without thread. The first threads of this robe of righteousness is your new song as you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You will not be able to resist singing your new song. Amen? Amen? If you have a hard time singing your new song, take it up with the Lord. There's something missing. There's something missing. We should sing our new song wherever we go. He who is forgiven much will be grateful for much and will show it to the world. I believe there was a message here just a week ago about a demoniac. What did he do? When he was set free, what did he do? He went out and told the whole community around him. This is your garment, the first start. These first threads is your new song. And as these threads are being woven together, this new song will spill out into all you do. When we come together and we sing in this church. When you sing, when the hymn book is open, don't just go through it, go through the motions. Like a funeral dirge, like you're going to someone's funeral. Sing with joy. Sing with happiness. Sing that you have a new song. And let the world know it. Let the people, let your brothers and sisters in this congregation know it. And if we sing it loud enough, the angels will sing with us and it will be heard throughout this city. We have an opportunity, a responsibility to sing our new song. If we firmly believe that Jesus came and died for our sins, we will be singing a joyful news, a joyful noise, a new song unto the Lord. Sing as one redeemed. Sing as one that has been released from prison. I ask you, if you were in prison on death row, and someone came to you and said, you are free now. You are free now. You will not die. What are you going to do when that prison door swings open and you're allowed to go free? You are going to sing the praises of whoever let you out. You are going to let it known far and wide what this person has done for you. Sing as one that just got released from death row, because the fact of the matter is, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have been released from death row. Because all those that will not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, it says the wages of sin is death. As we celebrate this Advent season of the first Advent of Christ our Lord, we're celebrating this right before what we know, what we see in prophecy, what we see in the Word of God, is right before the second Advent. Jesus is coming very soon, brothers and sisters. And let me read to you a promise from Christ Object Lessons, verse page 69. It says, Christ is waiting with longing desire for the manifestation of Himself in His church. When the character of Christ shall be perfectly reproduced in His people, then He will come to claim them as His own. When the character of Christ is perfectly reproduced in His people, then He will come. God is waiting on us. Because remember, His will in 2 Peter 3:9 is that none should perish. The Bible says that hellfire was created for Satan and his demons. It was not created for any one human. God does not want us to be eternally destroyed. And He's doing everything He can to save us from that destruction. And He's calling upon us that have accepted Him as Lord and Savior, that are singing a new song, to help out and help people out in the street that haven't heard this truth of God's love. Luke 19:10, it says, the Savior came to seek and save that which was lost. Let us do the same. If we are singing that new song, that is what we will be doing, brothers and sisters. Take every opportunity you get to sing your new song. To sing the praises of the one that let you off of death row. 2018, I assure you, is going to be an exciting year in this world. There's going to be a lot going on. Prophecy has foretold it. 2018 is going to be an exciting year in the Hearst Seventh-day Adventist Church. Because we are going to raise up our voices. we are going to do what God has called us to do. Why? For one reason alone. Because He first loved us, we loved Him, we love Him, and we're going to do what He wants. And His will is that none should perish, and we need to do everything we can to help fulfill God's will. He's given us this wonderful opportunity. Cole Porters, you're here for the next 3 weeks. Sing your new song, Door to Door, with joy, so that many can sing their new song. This is not just a job. God has called you here for this time, and He's got wonderful blessings for each of you. You go out there. There will be stories in the kingdom from how their first line to the kingdom was through you visiting their door. God has called you to work. You're going to do wonderful things. Trust in Him. Have faith in Him. He will guide you. Let nothing hold you back. Sing your new song, Door to Door, and watch the blessings that come from it. Not only the people you meet and greet, but in your own life. Watch the blessings. Hearst Seventh-day Adventist Church, we will have our time as well, corporately, to work with this. Because we're going to have some follow-up to do. They're going to bring us these little blue cards. They're going to say there's people that want Bible study or want to come to this class or that class or various things that we can reach out to the community. And by the grace of God, we're going to step up and do what God has called us to do, to sing our new song here in Hearst. 2018 is going to be an exciting year here at Hearst Seventh-day Adventist Church. There's much planned, much being planned. As a matter of fact, I just want to tell you, January 20, Sabbath, January 20, don't miss Sabbath, January 20, after fellowship lunch, we are going to have a special mission, vision, sharing Sabbath, where we'll show you and let you interact and let you add on to what our mission will be for the year 2018 and beyond till Jesus Christ comes. We will need every member on board. Every member. There's a job for each and every one of us to do. Amen? There are things I tell you each of you can do that I cannot do. There are people that you can reach that I cannot reach. They'll shut the door in my face, but they might open it to you. God has a plan for each and every one of us. God has a work for each and every one of us. He's given us each special gifts. He's given us occupations. He's given us various things to do His work. And if we will come together in unity as God's people, we will come together as a well-oiled machine, and we will, by the grace of God, get this work done sooner than later, and we will be able to go home sooner than later. And if you want to stay on this planet any longer than you have to, I got to tell you, brother, I'll pray for you, because there's something wrong with you. We need every member, young, old alike. This is not just for the middle age. This is for every member, from young to old. There's a place for everyone. And if you are not yet a member of the Hearst Seventh-day Adventist Church, I ask you to prayerfully consider joining us for the fun that we are going to have. And as icing on the cake, when you are part of an active missional church that's going to get the work done, God blesses immensely. The icing on the cake is you will be blessed beyond measure. We want to share His love with others. And we know it's not easy to do these days, so God has given us ideas, unique ways to share the love of God. First, we got to show them that we care about them and love them before we can even share the truth. It all, God is organized and it has a progress, a way to do it. This church will be an active beehive for the Lord. We will be working. And I invite each and every one of you, member or non-member alike, come join it now. Come join the fun. Fort Worth is going to see something spectacular going on. Texas is going to see something spectacular going on. And by the grace of God, the United States is going to know about Hearst, Texas. Amen? Amen? It can be done. In faith. We move forward doing God's will to share His love with others in whatever ways He's given us. Watch what He will do. So my appeal today is simple. Number one, if you are not singing a new song, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is not too late. Amen? If you are alive today, if there's breath in your lungs, it is not too late to sing a new song. Start singing that song today. Number two, if you've already accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you have gone lax and need to be re-energized today, ask for the Holy Spirit to re-energize that new song within your heart, to give you the passion that you had when you first went under those waters into death to your old life. Re-energize it in your life to accelerate that weaving of the robe of Christ's righteousness in your life. If this is your want, either or both, if you want to accept the Lord for the first time, come see me or an elder after the service. We'd love to study with you. We'd love to talk with you. Most importantly, we'd love to pray with you. And those of you that want to re-energize your passion for Christ, sing your new song louder. We invite you, as the missional ways come about, we invite you to take hold of something in the work and get it done, and we will pray for you as well. If this is your want, either one or two, please stand with me as we pray before the Lord for guidance, for strength, for courage to move forward in the mission that He has given us. Amen. Let us pray. Again, Father, we thank You for Your great mercy, Your great love, that we are alive here today and able to hear of Your righteousness, Lord. Not only hear of it, but be able to take action through Your help, Lord. We cannot do it on our own. We know we need You every day. We invite Your Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. There are some here today that for the first time want to sing a new song, Lord. Continue to work upon their hearts. Continue to work through them, Lord. Give them the strength, the courage, the peace, the joy they need to fully follow You. There are those of us that have slacked off, Lord, and want to renew our song. To those, re-energize us, Lord. Prepare us for the work ahead. Give us a joy in our heart, knowing that You, our ever-loving Savior, want us to live forever with You in the kingdom. Lord, I thank You for what You've done for us. I thank You now for what You're going to do for each and every person in this room. I thank You for Your love. I thank You for Your mercy. And I thank You now for answering this prayer according to Your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.